Oh, my. As we shout me, Alleluia for the King of Kings. God who has been doing his work.
Instead
of perfect it. Today. God that is not man. In order to deceive. Or to do something impossible.
Alleluia,
Alleluia, and bring glory to him.
Alleluia. 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 Baba wa ti Olorun wa je yin ga.
Afara na go we exhort you.
Ni asale yi egba ope wa.
Tonight I set our thanks.
Aye yin lo go fun ti atin se bo.
To glorify you for what you started.
Baba go da se ni ana.
Thank you for what you did yesterday.
Baba go da se ni cheta.
But thank you for what you did 2 days ago.
Baba go da du ti bere si ni sele.
Thank you for what you started again today.
Aye yin ga fun ise ase pe na Olorun sa ope wa.
I set our thanks in Jesus' name.
Aye yin ga fun gbogbo nde ti o gba itusile.
Thank you for all the done that I
believe.
Thank you because you're going to manifest your power. Thank you for
going
to manifest your good power. Thank you for you're going to be compassionate towards everyone. Thank you because you're going to
deliver. Thank you for
thanks in Jesus' name. Glory be to your name. For everyone that may stand. As an hindrance
to see the
deliverance of every life.
I present
today consumed by fire in Jesus' name. Everything devil might have
started.
Everything devil might have planned to go again. The Lord and the blood destroy them.
Fire, blood
of Jesus nullify them.
Gbogbo ìdìbò àti ìdènà lórúkọ Jésù ẹ ti tẹ̀mọ́lẹ̀.
Every injustice has trampled upon.
Lẹ́yìn lórúkọ Jésù ìsí àti pé Ọlọ́run yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú
ayé. The intervention of God shall happen in your life.
Ní ibi àti níbi gbogbo tí òmọ̀ràn Ọlọ́run
ń pè. Hear the voice of the preacher.
Ọwọ́ ńlá Ọlọ́run, ọwọ́ ìyanu Ọlọ́run fún ìtúsílẹ̀ yóò kan ayé
yín.
Ayé yín ò ní wà bákan
náà. Ní
orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
In Jesus' name, my Lord.
Ti a ba wa ni bi hallelujah ejo kankan ma joko
hallelujah as you see
e pa te wo fun Jesus
like Jesus
amen au ri pe ni cheta
you can see 2 days ago
a ba wa soro nipa ide ibode
we spoke to us about the bondage of enchantment
ni ana
yesterday
a ba wa soro nipa
we spoke about the bondage of sin.
Lonnie,
today, the title of the message we are sharing with us is deliverance from the bondage of battle. Can we say it together? Let's say it very well. Deliverance from the bondage of battle. Today, will not leave you without seeing the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord for deliverance shall touch you. I don't say this with my mind, but by the word of God, according to his promise, according to his promise, he has promised that he never had the seed of Jacob to seek him
again.
Therefore, I have assurance and believe in his word that as he comes, the hand of the Lord shall touch you for deliverance. Once again, the title of the message you are sharing with us
is
deliverance from the bondage of battle. In the book of Luke chapter 13,
Luke
Gospel according to Luke chapter 10. I read from verse 10 to 17. It read thus. And he was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was brought together. No wife lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to a thing and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And the Lord is hand on her. Your hand on her shall touch you. And immediately,
as it is so, it is so,
she was made straight and glorified God. Today is our effort to glorify God.
You
shall ask us to glorify God. Because the hand of the Lord will touch you for deliverance. Verse 14. And the ruler of the synagogue answered, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk. Then they are come and be ill, and not on the Sabbath day. On the Lord answering and said, thou hypocrite, not each one of you Sabbath loses and leading away. And how not this woman being daughter of Abraham on this Sabbath day? The word Satan advanced. Behold, for his angel
is
all his enemies were put to shame. All the people rejoice for the glory of God that you are done by him. The Lord bless you today. Every gathered advantage, every mistake shall be put to shame concerning your life. Where I read to you, we are told that Jesus was in the synagogue as his own attitude. He was teaching. He was teaching the word of God. And attention was called to a woman. There's a woman there in that church. He came to worship. And she was listening to the word of God. She has been in the infirmity for past 20 years. And the infirmity had made his back in pain. She couldn't lift her head. Her back has bent. As she had a bent back, no matter how she tries, she can't raise up her head. And Jesus saw her under administration with that problem. Jesus saw her where she was. Jesus saw her under administration. And she called, and he called her to himself. He said, this woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Deliverance from the bondage of
baptism
is the title of the message I'm telling you. I want you to be attentive and be ready for the touch of miracle. This woman is back there. And he's she has been there like that for 8 years. But that is there is. But she couldn't stop going to the house of God. That her problem does not hinder her from going to church. She normally goes. She usually goes. On one day, Jesus saw her. One day he met Jesus. Perhaps you don't know what I'm saying. It's not as she does then. She banged, it was banned a lot. That was how she used to walk. And yet, he used to come to synagogue. Yet she come to hear the word of God. Jesus saw her. And Jesus said, woman, you are loose from thy infirmity. What the Spirit of God wants us to make tonight? Why did Jesus say she's free? Was she bound with a rope? Was she bound with a chain? This is what I've been telling you for 2 days ago. That the bandage of Satan is not visible. But it's an invisible bandage. Which bands want to bewitchment, sin, and bad
things?
This woman was bound with the bandage of bad
things.
And it was not just bound, but Jesus said, woman, you are free from infirmity. He laid down the banner. Instantly, the bent back becomes straight. All the good way and life shall be straight. The mighty hand of the Lord will touch you.
Then
your life shall not be the same anymore. Though the leader of the synagogue rose with jealous. All the anger of the rulers of the synagogue Jesus rebuked the leader of the synagogue because the Spirit of God possessed him. He queried, why did the woman heal on Sabbath day? What should be done on the Sabbath day of the Lord? Is it not to heal the one that is feeling
pain?
This is part of what you must know. When someone engages religion without salvation, Satan will be utilizing the person. Some practice religion without salvation, the end result will be for Satan to utilize us. And all we think is God that is
using
the person.
You
may be thinking of killing someone else without the God.
You
may think of arming one someone else without the crushing God. When someone has no salvation, look at the rulers of the synagogue. We should rise and dance that God has done well. That where we worship God is us. Someone in bandage has released. But because it's personal religion without salvation, he started
fooling.
Why did you heal her on this certain day? And Jesus said, boss, today like today, if they ask that you really tell him to
people,
if you say because today is Sabbath day, and you will not rescue him, you are wicked. You have to rescue. How much more this woman that they can have been tormented for the past 15 years? That just in
free
today. In several ways that the Spirit of God says you are advancing for today. Satan says concerning your life today. How did Satan and ensnare this woman? How did he ensnare this woman? How did he ensnare him into bad back? What we said, the woman was found under the ministry of Jesus. That is under the infirmity that is bound
to
the
cross.
What it means is the Lord. What the way one's life is bent.
That
they went to primary school for 6 years.
But
he used 10 to 12 years in primary school. His life is bent.
He
proceeded to secondary school. 3 years for junior secondary school. He spent
5 years.
3 years for senior secondary school. He used another 5 years. That means his life is getting bent. After he finished, he couldn't finish it. That means his life is bent. He proceeded, he couldn't even finish the
course.
He went to Lagos and had to up bread. Or even ride bicycle for those that are selling ice cream. His life is getting bent. Spent 5 years looking for the graduation fee. He met our people on our way to his bank. That signifies what life is bent. That such life has been bent. Anyone that is having such experience, the Lord shall save me. When someone purchased the land, perhaps had a plot for
Abel,
and he paid for it for 10 years. Chasing around from this place to another side. They now put someone that will be using his
family.
That is an example and description of event life. This event happened to this woman. What was the reason? What was the cause? How was she delivered? Before I got to the middle of the message, because God wants to deliver our lives. As I told us, no one should lose the blessing of 2 days ago, yesterday, and today. For all those blessings match all together. The bondage of the given that he
shared
to
the
is the greatest hierarchy of the satanic bondage. By which you make someone a delegate,
you
make someone a servant,
you
use someone as his minister. But that of the bondage of sin I spoke about
yesterday,
Satan used someone to go contrary against God. Satan used someone to go contrary against one another. Someone who is stealing. He's damaging someone else. Someone that is
doing something.
He's going contrary to someone else and himself. Someone that is smoking is going contrary to himself. Someone that did not believe. He's offending himself and going against God. The second category of bondage is sin. The third category is bondage unto virtue. This bondage is bondage unto
virtue.
It's the kind that manifests in the life of this woman. The bondage of
virtue
is the one Satan used to bind, not to afflict someone. Satan used it to torment someone. Satan bound it so that one will not enjoy his
pleasure.
Satan used it so that one will not bring to pass the promise of God.
There is
a certain vision that God sent through everyone. But anyone that is being sneered with
will
be able to bring to pass the vision of God's
life.
Therefore, the bondage of battery is to afflict
someone.
It's satanic bandage to afflict someone. You can see this woman couldn't enjoy herself. It was reported that she couldn't lift her head. No matter how, she couldn't lift her head. She couldn't lift her head. If you meet someone that cannot prosper on
his own,
if you meet someone that cannot prosper,
he
couldn't lift up his head because he's been bound with battery. He's been bound with battery. That's why we know he's bound with battery. When Jesus saw her, he said, "You are free." The one that has been bound needs to be loose. It's only the victim of bondage that is said to be loose. That shows she was in bondage. If you look at Gospel according to John chapter 5, beside the river Bethesda. Beside the Bethesda bank. We are told about a lame man that Jesus saw. Jesus saw her.
Only the lady akete.
The rise take us of
course.
What kind of person is such that right? Never let anything
deviate from your
heart. Never allow anything to drive
you away.
Let your heart be in this message you are listening to. Because the God is going to perform his wonders.
Jesus
just told this lame man, rise, take up your crutch and go. Why was he told that? That means he was born. Someone that has been lying, that we told that lie. She was lying. The battle in that Jesus would have authority on earth and heaven. Rise. Take up your cross. And
walk.
This man has been on this. What I'm establishing from these verses is
that
bandage of battle and the bandage has near him to the extent that he couldn't lift his hand
on it.
And his situation is
bad.
And he has came to the place where his people expect that the power of the Lord
and
is
expected.
And anyone who is about to get into that water is going to manifestation. But the battle hindered him from lifting his
head.
And that tarried him for long
time.
By the power of the anointing of Jesus.
The
age of your battle today to be destroyed. Because the power of God is everlasting
for you.
Because for the
world to be
destroyed. Of your life shall end. Why, how did these people set free? What took them to that? What brought about the bondage of battle in the life of
this man?
What brought this man into the clutch of illness?
Let him know.
For answer to this question, I will divide this teaching on the three
subjects.
The first subject, diverse satanic bondage. Diverse satanic bondage. Second
subject,
causes. Cause of satanic bondage. Cause of heading. Way out of the bondage of Satan. Way out for deliverance. From the bondage
Mọ̀mú abala àkọ́kọ́.
I need to cross over.
Onírúurú ìdí ogun tí Sàtáni máa ń fi dé èèyàn.
Diverse bondage of Satan.
Onírúurú ìdí ogun ni Sàtáni máa ń fi dé èèyàn.
Satan has used many bondage.
Ẹgbọ́ ìdí ogun.
Bondage of.
Ó yàtọ̀ sí ìdí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
Is it time for the bondage of sin?
Ó yàtọ̀ sí ìdí ìbọdè.
Is it time for the bondage of bewitchment?
Ìdí ogun.
Bondage of
bathroom. Ó jẹ́ ìdè tí Sàtáni máa fi oppress èèyàn.
Is it any bondage in which you oppress someone?
Ọ̀tọ̀ ni kéèyàn ó wà offense.
One is to obsess.
Ọ̀tọ̀ ni kéèyàn ó wà oppress.
Another is to be oppressed.
Ọ̀tọ̀ ni kéèyàn ó wà possess.
Another is to be possessed.
Ìdè tó burú jù ni kéèyàn ó wà possess.
The most dangerous.
Ìyá
ni pé kéèyàn ó tẹ̀ ní ìbọ̀dé. It's all to add the spirit of the witch.
Ìdè tó tó burú ti kejì ni kéèyàn ó wà offense.
The second one is to be offense.
Jésù ọ̀rẹ́ ẹ̀mí ẹ̀sẹ̀ sínú èèyàn kò fi di ẹ̀sẹ̀ di èèyàn kéèyàn ó máa hùwà tí ò dáa.
It's time to incarnate the spirit of sin in someone to be
a strong. Ìdè tó tó tẹ̀lé.
The last two.
Tí gbogbo ìjẹ̀jẹ̀ máa ń bí ní ìdí ogun.
Which all of them resort into bondage of passion.
Èṣù. Ó máa ń fi ìdí ogun dè èèyàn.
Satan is near one with bondage of passion.
Ẹgbọ́.
Listen.
Ìdè sí àìsàn tàbí àìlera ń bẹ.
Bondage to sickness or
infirmity. Àìsàn tí ẹlòmíì ń ṣe.
The kind of sickness that happens to
someone. Kìí kàn sí àìsàn lásán, kìí kàn sí àìsàn ara.
It's not just an ordinary sickness.
Ìdí rẹ̀ nìyẹn tó fi lo oògùn tó fi gba abẹ́rẹ́ tó gbomi tí ò lọ.
That is why you have injection drips and
drugs
and
drugs. Torí wípé ó jẹ́ àìsàn tó ti inú tó ṣe wípé kìí ṣe lásán.
Because it's not just ordinary.
Ó jẹ́ nípa ti tẹ̀mí.
It's spiritual.
Ó jẹ́ nípa ti tẹ̀mí.
It's spiritual.
Ẹ jẹ́ wo obìnrin yìí.
Look at this woman.
Ẹ wo obìnrin tí mo fi ṣe àtẹ̀gùn ìwà
fún. Look at the woman I exemplify in
the first place. Bí Dọ̀bí ọ̀sán pé ẹ̀yìn èèyàn tẹ̀ fún ọdún méjìdínlógún.
You want to say her back is bent for 80 years.
Mo fẹ́ kí ẹ jẹ́ ká wo àbí ṣé òun ò jókòó lásán ni.
Do you think she will just stay
alone? Olú òde jókòó lásán.
She won't just become like that.
Olú òde lọ sí dá lọ sẹ́wọ̀.
She might have gone to different places.
Ṣùgbọ́n kàn rí wípójú kan náà ni.
But she could see that.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni tí ìdí ogun àìsàn àìlera bá dé èèyàn.
The same thing is when bondage of infirmity
of the next cancer.
Which is not ordinary.
Èso a máa fi dé ènìyàn.
Satan is the bank
of God. Onírúurú àìsàn, onírúurú ìdè sínú àìsàn ló wà.
Do we have different kind of bondage of sickness?
Ṣùgbọ́n mi ò ní dákun àìsàn kankan.
I will not mention any sickness.
Torí mi ò ní dákun àìlera kankan.
I will not mention any infirmity.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo irú ìdè bẹ́ẹ̀ lónìí ni iná ẹ̀mí mi wọ́n tó dákun lórúkọ
Jésù. Ìdè
mìíràn Jésù máa ń fi dé èèyàn.
Another one
that is
in
the
apart from infirmity and that of sickness, is a bondage unto lack, bondage of lack or penury, or to debt. One is working, but he still lack.
Ẹlòmíràn ń ṣiṣẹ́ ṣùgbọ́n kìkìdá ò sí ni.
Some work but is full of poverty.
Ó ń gbìyànjú.
He's trying a lot.
Ó ti wo àjọ síbẹ̀ kò jọ fún.
He's into different contributions.
Ó wọ ẹgbẹ́ aláfọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀
kan. He engages having cooperative, nothing is cooperative.
Gbogbo ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ nìgbẹ̀yìn ọba nígbà sí rí oríṣiríṣi gbogbo ẹ̀ lọ́wọ́.
He joins himself to different clubs.
Pé kí nǹkan bá a lè kó jọ fún ni.
In order to feel ease.
Ṣùgbọ́n nítorí wípé. Ogun èdè ìṣẹ́gun ìdédé.
But because he's been banned with bondage.
Ìwọ́n tó fẹ́ fẹ́ ìdí àìsàn tàbí àìní ń fẹ́ ní ara rẹ̀ mú wípé o ti gbọ́dọ̀ lọ́run kíde náà já.
Bọ́lẹ́rì
ò lè wá síbí kó o sì kúrò sí lásán
lẹ́nìí.
Ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run yóò kan ayé rẹ ni. Ìdí àìní.
Ìdè
òsì.
Ìdè
ìfẹ́jú.
Ìdè
ní.
They are bondage.
Sàtáni máa ń fi dé èèyàn.
Satan uses them to spare someone.
Tó bá fi fi dé èèyàn kò sí ọgbọ́n.
When he expects someone there is no
value. Ẹlòmíràn tí èsì lọ sí chọ́ọ̀chì níjọ́ Sunday.
The reason why someone does not go to church.
O ní pé ó fẹ́ papọ̀.
You want to gather them together.
A ti fẹ́ jó owó papọ̀.
O ṣe lẹ́mí kí ọjọ́
ṣe é ṣe ṣe pé ìdédé.
It's because he's been
suffering from bondage. Fún fífi gbogbo ọjọ́ ti sẹ́.
Even if he work for all
day. Bákan náà
everything remains the same.
Ojú kan náà ni.
Everything is the same.
Ẹlòmí ẹ̀gbọ́n bídè òsì tàbí àìní bá dé èèyàn.
When bondage of penury or poverty bank someone.
Béèyàn bá dúró sí ṣọ́ọ̀bù tí ò kú òun bẹ̀ tó ṣe pé tọ̀sẹ̀ tó ní bí ń ṣiṣẹ́
sílẹ̀. Even if you work day and night in a shop, everything is still the same.
Tí ìdè bá tún kúrò lára ẹ̀.
When someone is loose
on bondage. Tí òun bá tẹ́ fún yàn.
And you overcome the
battle. Kò dàgbà ní ìdí kéèyàn ó fẹ́ kó forí sọlẹ̀ síbi iṣẹ́.
One don't need to die at work.
Kò ní ìdí kéèyàn ṣiṣẹ́ kẹ́ni ló gbé náà kàbó
lórí owó. One don't need to become worker only because of money.
Ìdè bá dé èèyàn, olú máa ń fà á.
It's bondage that cause such things.
Ìdí àìní.
Bondage of life.
Ìdí òsì.
bondage of poverty, bondage of penury, bondage of death, they are all bondage of poverty. Someone else,
you
cannot target good things and catch it.
Because
it's spiritually banned. One cannot benefit himself as a beneficiary. One will not embark on someone and become Violence is living without having what you're supposed to have. Violence is not only on
child.
We have barrenness of growth. Another one is the bondage to bondage of
battery.
In some home, they don't need to have a good wife. In some family, they don't have to have good
husbands.
In some family, they don't need to prosper. In the bandit, they do not grow to their
name.
In some place, they are not
saying that.
Because the covenant is here for them. The uniform of
battery
is
here for them.
I'm talking of bondage. Bondage of course. At home in the clan and into the family is untimely death. They don't need to laugh. Somebody to laugh. Someone that will not prosper, but just those that will even live even more than 100 years. More than 100 years. It's bondage. Somewhere they want to die, they will
swear
therefore, in their family, whenever they get sick and they see the swell up, they will say, don't take him to hospital, we die.
Because
bondage is the belief today.
We are
in Jesus today. All those things Jesus are perfect. All those things Jesus has redeemed
with Jesus.
If you are here and you believe,
all those
things they shall break.
Because
you leave this place, they shall break
totally.
We have bondage of
restlessness.
Bondage of restlessness. Bondage of restlessness. Bondage of
poverty.
The bondage is to battery. Bondage is to battery. Bondage to battery. These are the driver's battery. That takes the circles of heaven. Causes of satanic bondage of
battery.
How does a Satan ban someone with that bondage? Majority can discover themselves that is true. But sometimes we discover this thing truly
happens.
But we don't want to know the reason why this thing happens. What is the source of such bondage? Look at the book of Psalm. Psalm
119. Verse 67.
Are we there?
Psalm 119, verse 67. My father, by the
I'll carefully read because I want you to
understand.
Before I was afflicted, that means before I
was in affliction.
said, I've gone astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. That is someone who just suffered bandage, but living in the
world.
Romans chapter 6,
verse
23 as well said.
Because
that is the reward of
sin.
That is the reward
of sin.
We must consider this thing. That anyone that commits sin will be resulted in death. Is
dead.
But before death, it will be suffering. It will bring penalty. It will bring problems. One can't just get into bondage like that. This is what I'm establishing for you. The book of Lamentations. The bandages of battle with someone can't just engage in it like that. Anyone that is in bondage of bewitchment, what we enter is the bondage of
battle.
Anyone in bondage of
sin,
if he's not free to end up into bondage of battle, though the family battle is at the
life,
but he's the one bondage that leads you to
death.
Lamentations chapter 5, verse 6 and 7.
He
said, our fathers are saying, and they are no more.
They
are bearing their iniquities.
And
the slaves are ruling over us. And there is none that has delivered us. Look at this verse. He's telling us major truth. That our fathers are saints and they are dead. But the punishment of their sin is and that prophet is servant to rule over us. The bandit that banks the one is a bandit of
sin.
It is the guiltiness of their I'm telling you the causes of bondage of someone who suffered bondage without reason. Causes will not act without reason. Acts chapter 16 verse 2 says, Proverbs chapter 26 verse
2. Be a yafu in sikiri.
And like a foul lance of flying, that causes not without reason. That means there is no cause without reason. There is no bondage or battle without reason. Family battle do not affect without reason. That they hate you, there is a reason for that. The reason why you are banned with one bandage that banned you that you are careless about, which is the bandage of sin. And the causes of bandage of battle for someone. Let me make it clear to you. Anyone that has bondage of
bewitchment,
the reason why you must
be saved.
Perhaps you were not here 2 days ago and yesterday. But you have the privilege to be here today. You can still hear it. And you accept it. And God will do that for you. Anyone that is suffering from bondage of bewitchment, anyone that is possessed with witchcraft, before he died, he will suffer. No matter how we try. Anyone that is being possessed with sources of witchcraft, Perhaps he's having a white bed or black bed. A white cross or red cross. No matter the speed of bewitchment you want, the end is not going to be proper. He's not going to appear only. Instead, his coming generation. That's the word the Bible says. So our fathers are saying, and they are no more. Now we now bear their iniquities. Some one father
has
some have and
all
one father is a covenant with the master. Those things cause virtues upon their children. Those things cause a lot of problems upon their children. Talking about the causes of the
problem
today, I want to show you this way out. But you must know the source
first.
Why are you bound with that bondage to battle? I'm telling you the first place. The reason why you must hate the
demon.
The reason why you must cleave unto Jesus for reason. Anyone that has the seed of the
sweetness,
no matter the sweetness
you have,
that which was to lead you to God of battle.
Serious.
As you see Satan, Satan is
pretending.
You know, he wants to crash bush. We get a trap. And we get a white cassava. And we
get a
it's not that we like them. It's not like you like them, man. But we use that as a bait to catch. When animal does not know, and as it gets to the center of the trap, and he wish to just get that thing. That is where something will happen.
You
started eating and you're eating. You might have been eating it and you're feeling sweet. The same way devil does. Anyone that joins
he
will be enjoying the
animal.
But the time the trap will catch him. You cannot hire something from Satan that will not use something in exchange. Satan give you cash. He will remove someone's hair. Whatever he give you
hair,
if Satan give you money and you collect the money, one generation will pay the return. They will pay the interest. They will be paying interest upon the money. That is why some work without
having
their father has used
child.
Some mothers have used
child.
And those some have gathered all
their
I'm telling you the causes of the body of
Christ.
You must pray so that you will be the
one
so that you get your warfare for free.
If
you are in bondage of bewitchment, it may end into battle. If one is in bondage of sin can lead to battle. Have you seen the end of a drunkard? I will tell you. Jesus said you have the privilege to hear this. You will not die. God will save you. That battle, anyone that is being bound with drunkenness,
well,
this is what will happen to you. When he started guzzling
it,
Satan will be
you
will be And the alcohol will change. And when the alcohol started drinking, you see that he still will become that he becomes very flat. It will become whiter. Then he's engaging into battle.
He's
being bound with bandage of battle like that. He will die. When he started enjoying it.
Smoking
their air and
cigarettes.
At the point that his cigarette is
starting to smoke them,
then it will lead to asthma. It will lead to asthma. It will lead to different because that
we
have different kind of glutathione. I'm talking about the process of bonding the body. That is what the word package is saying. If someone loves the wordness,
he
will take that person to he's born with very weak. And will become very light. Both men and women. One will become very bad. And later I will that is his ending in the body. I'm talking about the causes of body listen. Someone believes that. When we say the battle that someone is suffering is 100, five out of them may be out of sin. 95 others are from sin. In the book of Gospel according to John. According to John chapter 5. Verse 14. Jesus saw him at the temple and said, you are healed. Sin not. What did he say?
Boba Sefe, I'm beaten, but the killer
said, you can hear me.
Only must say,
say no more.
You don't put it to a hero, you don't
know about. So that great affliction will not happen to you. Let us
answer.
What did Jesus say? That man is you. The man has been in his family for 18 years. And Jesus. After he lifted him up, and they saw him in the
temple,
and they told him, so you are healed.
Say
no. So that you not suffer great. What did he mean? That means the sin that led him into that
battle.
The sin that led him into that bondage of
battle.
Causes of bondage of battle in one's life. You can shake your
head.
The only one that can save someone is Jesus.
For
no other person can save. The one that came to this world because of
Satan.
His name is Jesus Christ. There is no Savior as
well.
There is no other name that is given on earth.
Which
one will be saved? All the prophets and the leaders, all the leaders of men, all the people that are conceived and born like us, they live their life as you live. They
are
wives and have children and they die. Therefore they cannot save us.
Jesus
I'm talking about, consciousness
is
different from us. Lifetime is different from us. He died and made his death an
atonement.
He sacrifice as his blood as a faith in him that make
one.
Perhaps you have been born with body. Faith in him that make you free. The man that is suffering from passing. That means all his body is dead. He's only breathing. He shouldn't lift up his voice or leg. He was only breathing, but not but all his part of the body is dead. He was suffering from passing. And he was brought to where Jesus was preaching. They are not a multitude. They have no way to take him
inside.
And he was taken through the roof.
They
were moving sheep and draw him with a rope. It's like we are gathering here. That always we are under a roof. And someone just climbed the roof. And they have targeted this place. They opened the roof and draw the person with the rope. That was the doing. When Jesus saw him, someone who couldn't walk, hear what Jesus said. Said he was forgiven. Why do you say you are forgiven? That means sin has led him to that spot. Sin is the cause of that battle. Sin led him to that
spot.
And so your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. lift up your voice.
Lord, you know, not today.
At the parents of everybody here today.
And it's only there.
The one that can save you. From the bondage of sin. From the bondage of sin. From the bondage of sin.
Oh God, I need
Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Oh God, I need Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Oh God, I need Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
I will
go fire to your own land.
Oh, God, that of them, you put on my daughter, she don't do what that
is. Consume them out.
Mona, you know, remember why you let on the world.
You go fire to where you dwell.
But for Mata, Mopuru put here to be like a
covenant of the covenant of
the world. What you have done, that
down with the power of the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Everything
manifesting in your home. All those battles are nullified
today.
Your home, they are nullified.
Amen.
In short, what lets someone to battle a bondage of battle is the bondage of sin and bondage of
bewitchment
are the major source that lead to battle. Anyone who sue bondage is not banned, is any battle happens to them, that will not last. The major cause of battle in this
situation
is sin. And that takes me to the thoughts of bed. And the first way I will stop. Way out and deliverance out of bondage of
battle.
Daddy and mommy. Consider these three people I share with you. The first woman is the one that had a
bad
back. The other one is the layman that was placed at the Bethesda
leader.
The third one is the man with the past. They have been banned with some bondage of past. And Jesus let us understand that the resultant effect of their bandage is the battle. How were they free? If you can consider those three people, Jesus saw them. Say, Jesus saw them. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Look at John chapter 5 verse
2.
And Jesus has saw him lying. Have you seen?
You
look at Luke chapter 13, verse 12. And when he saw him, have you seen? We look at the book of Mark, chapter 7, chapter 2, verse
12.
Look at it. Where are they when Jesus saw them? That means these people took themselves to where Jesus can see them. They took their life to where Jesus can see them. Where another person is going, God cannot stop them from
seeing.
Some go to Abali.
And some go
to the ministers of devil.
And
God's eyes is not there for deliverance. The woman he was brought to near the eyes of the Lord. This man of his
name
that is beside the river is not just a mere river.
He's
a pool where God sent his angel to clear water. That is where Jesus used to go in order to be compassionate over some people. The same way the man with the
past,
he was brought to where Jesus was preaching.
Daddy and mommy.
Daddy and mommy. The way out of our deliverance.
Don't
need to go to a fake prophet or fake pastor. You don't need to go to fake teacher. That is what bring more problems to their problems. Some are moving from one problem to another. When one of your battle attacks on people, and you have money. But because it's not making himself visible to God, the battle take away his riches.
They
take away his money and his
property.
You are the one that causes
it.
Look at these people.
He
said Jesus saw them. Ask yourself and be
sincere.
Am I weird the Lord can see me for
healing?
Ask me, Pastor, where can I place my life? So that my hand of the Lord will touch me for healing. They are ways of the law. That God usually works there. And these are the ways I will tell you. It's not that strong ones just sleep in church or sleep on Monday. What they said here, that we had God used to be your someone. And so that you deliver someone. The first one is the spot of repentance. If you consider not your age and your
status,
if you can pick and change your ways,
listen.
If you can think and repent, if you can think and consider yourself a sinner, observe your life and you see truly that it's very bad, and you can repent back to God. Please look at me. Listen to me. He said, "This are we
considering."
The one that humble to my word. Someone puts on a white garment that does not entice God. If you bow like 10 times a day, that will not entice God. You only have cleanness but not holiness. Cleanness is different from holiness. You are washing your body, it's not cleanliness.
That one is cleanliness.
It has to do with your inner peace.
In your body.
But God is desiring for holiness. Holiness is for you to have health and long life. But holiness is what is desired for. You cannot replace holiness with cleanliness. You cannot replace holiness with cleanliness. Listen very well. Listen very
clearly.
The way out for deliverance out of bondage. These three people that I specify for you. And I'll tell you tonight. These three people were where God see them for deliverance. You can say, where can God see someone? So God's eyes is everywhere. But for different purposes. God's eyes is in one place to let them suffer. God's presence is in one place to be compassionate. God's eyes is his own place to save them. God says someone in order to help them. Can you hear what I said? This is how it is exactly. Where God
eyes
is for deliverance is the way of repentance. Anyone that God honors is one that can repent. I want to make something as an example. As I talk, if you are in one pain, you'll be feeling ease as I talk. No matter the kind of body of pain, you feel pain in Jesus' name. Perhaps you are home or wherever you are hearing this
message.
As you are hearing this message, I'm not sharing my message, but the message of God. Whoever
you are,
is in Jesus' name. For you to know that I'm speaking the truth. Feel the ease now.
Perhaps
you have a stomach pain for
long.
I use the hand of the Lord in
your stomach.
You let the stomach ache
silent. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sorrow.
I'm talking to
you.
Is that what I want to share with
you?
Let's say your child offended you. And you have taken a cane about to spank. You want to spank him. And the moment you take the cane, he started crying. It's a boy, he started crying and pushing. And he said, my daddy, mommy, I'm sorry. I knew what I did. I will not do it again. I know what I've done. I won't do it again. I want to ask you, if you are very tough, what will you do? What you do is that you have to either you will not beat him anymore or you beat him. You are a man. If you can do it for your child, God can do greater than that. Repentance is what you used to humble yourself. Your humbleness is in repentance. When God sees that humbleness is in your heart, God, this is my life without any excuse. God will stop his scolding. The way God moves. If you want to see God, a way of repentance. God never leave this side. God's hand is always there.
Oh, you catch it.
Another. We hear these people say that make Jesus see them. The past man. You see someone that is suffering from wickedness and say, don't take him to church. If you take him to church, he will fall. And it's saying that. But the past man said, take him to the place, and he was healed. He believed he couldn't save himself. He believed his religion cannot save him. It's true repentance. If you can humble yourself, if you can confess yourself, if you can forsake all your bad ways, and if you can commit your life to Jesus, that is the way we are
the Lord.
If you can commit all the control of life in him, the third one is to rely on him. These three highways, that is where God moves. If you can repent, if you can give totality of your life to him, if you can rely on him, these three highways is where God moves. The anointing of the God for deliverance never ceased in that way. That was where the passing man went that Jesus saw him. That was where the lame was brought that Jesus saw him. Though he was sitting, he couldn't
remember.
But in an act, Jesus saw him.
He
repent, he's expecting and rely on
Jesus.
That's why Jesus go to him.
He
said, do you want to be healed? He said, sir, I have no helper to lift
me.
Whenever the water is here, before I rise, I want to be
healed.
Those that have leg and hand, those that have their battle never sees their hand, they go there. Those that have their battle never hinder them to rise, the Lord, I want to receive me. But I have no one to help me. Jesus said, you don't have to get inside the water. Rise. Take up your
coat.
Whatever you are not able to do,
begin
to do.
Jesus
say.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Those
strange
machines
are coming out.
The
authority of the God is coming out. Jesus is moving. Your life is being delivered. I'm talking about the way
I'm living.
This woman with a bent back was on the way. Perhaps you have used your youth
time,
your morning and even the evening time. You have used it in sin. You can still come to Jesus at this night of your
day.
This woman came to Jesus even when she was bent. She was on these three highways. She was on the path of repentance. She came to the way where he gives the telling of
her
life to Jesus. And Jesus could
participate.
Jesus had to see where you are on that way.
He said,
you are loose from your infirmity. Likewise, he said, you are forgiven. Back of your
court.
Tonight. The angels of the Lord are here. The authority of heaven is present.
Who
is going to move to that
house?
Say, I'm ready, O God. You didn't say that.
Moti
Shetan. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, better.
You didn't say
Moti Shetan.
I'm ready.
Moti Shetan.
I'm ready.
You want to answer, challenge.
I'm ready, O God.
Oh, Lord, that kind of city to Titi.
You return it for what you
did.
That battery. The child that has not
your memory.
The money that is not your
own.
God has created you, will prosper your way. You don't have to see someone's You don't have to snatch someone's
wife.
The way of repentance. Lift your hand. Lord, I'm here. I'm ready.
Oluwa.
I'm here.
Motiseto.
Lord, I'm here.
Oluwa moti seto.
I'm ready.
Oluwa emire.
Lord, yeah,
moti seto Oluwa.
Lord, I'm ready.
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 Moti seto.
Lord, I'm ready.
Moti seto Oluwa.
Lord, I'm ready.
Moti seto Oluwa.
Lord, I'm ready.
Moti
seto Oluwa.
Jesus, Oluwa wa.
Jesus, my Lord.
Gbogbo nkan ni nkan to mle lo re so se tan lati da pada.
Everything that does not belong to you, are you ready to return?
Awon nkan to o ti se lodi so se tan lati ta to.
Everything you have done wrong, are you ready to return?
Awon nkan to tata to yan lodi.
People you have quarrel and you keep marrying.
So se tan lati go. O le ja pe wo lo jare lo.
Perhaps you are the one
who justify
this side. Are you ready to greet them? Or you are the one
at
all. God don't want us to feel guilty. One that should not fight anybody. If you are ready. If you sing this song.
Ida gomi
romo
hoba ona tabisa ye
bi gogo re fun pata pata laiku ida gomi romo
lama hoba
tabisa ye
mo bi gogo re fun pata pata laiku ida gomi romo hoba tabisa ye
Oh, yeah, yeah.
ọmọ tó dé wá ni ó yá dọ́wọ́lé.
Ní àdìkálì brọ́ọ̀tì lé yọ ọ̀nà
dọ́wọ́lé. Dọ́wọ́lé.
Lé yọ ọ̀nà fọ́n dájú.
Gbogbo ìdè gbogbo ìdè.
Na every bondage.
Gbogbo ìdè àmì èmèrè.
Every bondage of.
Ìdí ẹjẹ kẹtẹ.
Every bondage of witchcraft.
Ó yẹ túpọ̀ lára rẹ̀.
You shall not fly.
Ẹtú. Bá ifọ̀ yọ.
Nígbà iná.
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 Bá ifọ̀ yọ. Ẹtú kúrò ní orúkọ Jésù. 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 Ó yá gbọ́ wọ́n gbé ẹsẹ̀.
Pé
ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa ni.
Academic
success. Break
free. Every bondage of battery in my life.
From every brother that entered from
Abilene,
arise.
I'm the bad that
ended up from having leper.
Mighty
days.
Lori Akete Obuojuka.
From the bed of stagnant.
Mighty days.
We rise.
Arise.
My eyes are
fixed.
I am back on the
point.
Pẹ̀lú
my head.
Àti ọ̀sílẹ̀.
You assess me.
O gbọ́dọ̀ látakò mọ́.
You must not.
O gbọ́dọ̀ látakò ẹ̀ mọ́.
Your mom
must satanize you.
Mo no one must hate you.
Ẹ̀dá fún rere mọ́.
Nope.
Oh ya.
Now.
You will read your bless here.
This head you are blessed.
Oh ya to mu owo ti ese.
Now,
you will say, you know, look at Jesus at your file.
My leg, you are set.
Oh, but don't you need Jackal Mo?
You must all work to failure.
Oh, but don't you need Jackal Mo?
Work in failure.
At your file.
You are set free.
My Jimmy lost CBT, everyone.
Go to hear my.
My Jimmy lost CBT, Buko, everyone.
Hear my blessings are.
At your worst, I'm a file.
My feet are.
My mommy is a second guy, you know.
Take me to a second.
Not your Nila.
As so today.
You will say, me at your file.
My feet are set free.
My bless.
And I bless my leg.
No, Jesus.
First day.
You want to jump in there, we?
You are your student.
Bless your color,
bless your brain.
Be ye know that.
Bless your.
Follow up on Jesus.
That
your color, me see leg.
My brain is delivered.
Mokwe mi akota be.
From every student.
What you for judge? Mokwe wati rani niye.
Every hand.
Wati rani me tando wale ni lopala. Àwọn tí máa mú kẹ́yìn ojú àti ẹni tí ó kọ́ ni.
Every hand that make one for get up.
Ó yẹ sí dànù.
Get away from my head.
Sí lọ.
Remove from my head.
Ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
Jesus name alone.
Kẹ̀rọ la jí
ọwọ́. Just lift your hands up.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
In Jesus name.
A sọ fún mi láti kéde.
I will go to proclaim.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ fún ayé rẹ.
Deliverance for your life.
Nítorí náà mo kéde rẹ.
Therefore I proclaim.
Ní orúkọ Jésù Kristi ti Nasareti. Ó yẹ ká ìtúsílẹ̀.
Deliverance.
Mo kéde rẹ lónìí o.
Proclaim it today.
Ayé rẹ. Ẹ̀mí rẹ.
Your life, your
spirit. Ọkàn rẹ.
Your heart.
Agbára rẹ.
Your body.
Ìṣẹ̀dá rẹ.
Your creation.
Gbogbo ayé rẹ.
Grow your life.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yà ara rẹ.
Ìbí
rẹ.
Your portion.
Orúkọ rẹ. A tún ọ sílẹ̀. Kúrò nínú gbogbo onírúurú ìtè.
Every bondage.
A tún ọ sílẹ̀. Dọ́lẹ̀ ni a wí fún mi pé kí n kéde rẹ̀
fún ẹ lẹ́nu. Our God to the clearest
way. Pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí o ti gbọ́ láti ìjẹta.
The blood of blood you have been hearing today.
Mo kéde rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀sẹ̀ Olúwa.
The clearest as a
child. A tún ọ sílẹ̀. Dọ́lẹ̀ kẹsí.
Hear once again.
Ọmọ Olúwa ni ó.
The voice of the
Lord. A tún ọ sílẹ̀. O gbọ́dọ̀ sí sẹ́mọ́.
You must not go another
door. O gbọ́dọ̀ sí nínú mọ́.
You must not go.
O gbọ́dọ̀ sí nínú bímọ.
You must not be
fooled. O gbọ́dọ̀ sí sẹ̀jẹ̀ mọ́.
You must not go.
A jẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ ayé
ọ̀pẹ. Yeah.
A jẹ́ ìdè tọ́jú ọ.
You are bonded and blessed.
Ìdè tí ẹ̀mí òkòkò dílé fìdí ọ.
All the bondage.
A jẹ́ fún ọ lọ́rọ̀.
A broke away from your life.
Ìdè tí ẹ̀mí ìbàdàn fìdí ọ.
Every bondage.
A jẹ́ fún ọ lọ́rọ̀.
A broke away from your life.
Ìdè tí o mú bìbí ọ.
Every bond that
you have. A jẹ́ fún ọ̀la.
Take away from your life.
Ya tọkọtọkọ atú ọsílẹ̀.
Ọ̀sá rẹ̀ wá ìyá
fún. Atú ọsílẹ̀.
Ẹsẹ̀ free.
Atú ọsílẹ̀.
Ẹsẹ̀ free.
Atú ọsílẹ̀.
Ẹsẹ̀ free.
Atú ọsílẹ̀.
Ẹsẹ̀ free.
Atú ọlọ́.
O di òmìnira o.
You are free.
Ogo ni fún olú.
Glory to God.
Ogo ni fún olúwa.
Glory to God.
Ogo ni fún olúwa.
Glory to God.
Ní orúkọ Jésù. Olúwa wa.
In Jesus' name, our Lord.